Replace his email with something faster, better organized, and more secure. In a world where people could be anywhere, it becomes your office. Try it for free at slack.com. Slack, where work happens.
Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Vice President Mike Pence is campaigning in North Carolina today despite two of his top aides testing positive for the coronavirus. Pence and his wife, Karen, tested negative, and Pence said he would continue campaigning. And in Kinston, North Carolina today, he rallied the crowd to vote.
I want you to get up tomorrow morning, if you haven't already got it done, and vote, North Carolina. Vote to reelect President Donald Trump to the White House.
Trump campaigned in New Hampshire this afternoon. Meanwhile, as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases rises in many parts of the country, Democratic candidate Joe Biden's running mate Kamala Harris campaigned in Detroit today, telling the crowd Trump isn't taking it seriously.
This week alone, nationally, we are breaking records for the number of people that are...
This is VOA News. VOA Remote, I'm Marissa Belton. Spain declared a national state of emergency on Sunday to tackle a second coronavirus wave, as the World Health Organization reported a third straight day of record new infections across the world. The WHO has warned that some countries are on what it called a dangerous track, with too many witnessing a huge increase in cases. The UN agency called on countries to take further action to curb the spread of the disease. In total, WHO figures showed that over 465,300 cases were declared on Saturday alone, half of them in Europe. COVID-19 has now claimed the lives of 1.1 million people and infected more than 42 million globally. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's new state of emergency includes overnight curfews across the entire country, except for the Canary Islands. The move came after Spain became the first EU member state to pass the grim milestone of 1 million cases. The United States remains the hardest hit country, and on Saturday, it set a daily record for new COVID-19 cases for the second straight day at nearly 89,000, with a further surge is expected as cold weather comes. The virus has become a central issue ahead of the November 3rd election, with President Donald Trump sparring over his handling of the pandemic with challenger Joe Biden. After the United States, the worst affected countries are Brazil, India, Mexico, and Britain, while Colombia is the latest country to record 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases. The disease is taking its toll on politicians, with Bulgaria's prime minister joining a growing list of leaders who've tested positive for coronavirus. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Voters across Ukraine are casting ballots in local elections being held under a new electoral code that decentralizes power from Kiev to local governing bodies. The polls are considered the most consequential local elections in Ukraine's modern history, with all local officials up for replacement and the new local governments being granted expanded financial and political independence from the central government. The reforms have been lauded as a significant step away from the top-down administration the country inherited from the Soviet Union that has remained largely unchanged over three decades of independence. The voting comes as Ukraine, like many European countries, is experiencing a sharp uptick in new coronavirus infections. The country set a single-day record for new infections on October 23rd, with 7,517 cases recorded. That broke the record of 7,053 set just the day before. In all, Ukraine has recorded more than 330,000 coronavirus infections and more than 6,100 deaths. Turkey has extended once again a research ship's search for gas in contested waters of the eastern Mediterranean Sea. This comes in defiance of calls from the West to pull back the vessel. The Navy said in a message on the International Maritime Alert System, NAVTEX, that the ship would stay in the region until November 4th. It had previously said it would remain until Tuesday. In a counter message on NAVTEX, Greece deemed the Turkish
Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hello and welcome to NewsHour from the BBC World Service, coming to you live from London with me, John Donison. And we start the programme today in Spain, where a new state of emergency has been declared to tackle a recent surge in coronavirus infections. The government is warning the new measures, which include a nationwide nighttime curfew, are likely to be in place for 6 months. Our correspondent in Madrid is Guy Hedgeco.
This new state of emergency includes a curfew, a nationwide curfew. So that's going to apply across the country, except for the Canary Islands, where infection rates are slightly lower than other parts of Spain. It will also mean that certain powers to introduce new restrictions will be handed to Spain's 17 regional governments. So, for example, something that the central government is very keen that they should do, if necessary, is to restrict movement from one region to another.
Радио Свобода. События минувшего дня.
В Минске, по данным очевидцев, на марш народного ультиматума, как организаторы назвали акцию против Александра Лукашенко, в воскресенье вышли десятки тысяч человек, по некоторым данным, более 100 тысяч. На улице Орловской путь к колонии демонстрантов преградил кордон ОМОНа. Начались стычки. Против участников акции протеста были применены светошумовые гранаты. ОМОН также стрелял резиновыми пулями, сообщается о ранениях среди демонстрантов. Акции протеста прошли и в других городах Беларуси. Сообщается об их разгоне в Лиде, Бресте и Гродно. Счет задержанных идет на десятки. Акции прошли перед истечением срока так называемого народного ультиматума. Оппоненты Александра Лукашенко заранее объявили, что после полуночи, в первый день новой недели, они перейдут к более решительным действиям для оказания давления на нынешние власти. Народный ультиматум ранее предъявил Лукашенко его соперница по президентским выборам Светлана Тихановская. До 25 октября Лукашенко должен был объявить об отказе от власти и освобождении политзаключенных. Число заразившихся коронавирусом в России превысило 1,5 миллиона. По таким заголовкам агентство ТАСС публикует новую сводку данных оперативного штаба по борьбе с инфекцией COVID-19. За сутки число заразившихся коронавирусом в России увеличилось более чем на 16,5 тысяч и составило 1 миллион 513 тысяч. В относительном выражении прирост в последние два дня держится на уровне более 1%. В Москве за сутки 4455 новых заразившихся, в Санкт-Петербурге 709. Всего в России в настоящее время продолжают лечение около 350 тысяч пациентов. Умерших от причин, связанных с заражением коронавирусом, более 26 тысяч человек. Это официальные данные, распространенные агентством ТАСС. В морге Новокузнецка для болевших коронавирусом не хватает мест для хранения тел, сообщают местные жители. В одном из видеороликов, опубликованных в Ютьюбе, видно, как на полу морга лежат черные мешки. Автор ролика отмечает, что трупы везде, приходится ходить по головам, и можно упасть. Местные власти подтвердили подлинность видео. Price tag poppin', then you wanna brag. Don't say sorry, everyone's watching. When you're where I am, everything's timeless. And I don't wanna be somebody without your body.
And I don't wanna be somebody.